Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and it is a very exciting start to the week. Busy week for me. Lots going on. I'll be talking a little bit about that following tonight's show and whatnot. In the meantime, man, my vape is full of the essence of my enemies. My espresso is nice and hot here, and I'm joined by, I've got my faithful companion at my side here. We're very excited. There's a fantastic band. The fine folks over at Curtain Call Records turned me on to this band, and I am just blown away by them. We've got Danny from The New Black on with us tonight. Danny, how are you?
Yes. I'm good, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me. It really means a lot that I can come on the show tonight.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I got to tell you, we're going to play your track, your new single, and I want to hear all about the album and whatnot as well. I was blown away by this. I love the video. I love the track. I'm just very, very excited. Before we get into all that, tell us a little bit about The New Black. How did you guys come together? What's the story up till now?
Sure. So a little background on The New Black. We've actually been around since, you're talking like, mid-2000s now. You're talking 2005, 2006, and my guitar player and I actually started the band in high school. And we, you know, we went further on with everything. And actually, Gabe, there's a little story behind Gabe, our guitar player. If you check our social media out, you'll see his story as well. But Gabe, basically, in 2009, he got into a horrific car accident. He was fortunate to be alive. He lost his eyesight. And he had a reckoning, and he changed his life for the better. And you know, he went through a very difficult time in his life, so obviously we weren't playing music then, but, you know, when Gabe was, you know, recovering and getting better, Gabe and I always were writing music. We always were together doing things with music, and we decided probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago that, you know, we had such great songs that we were sitting on that it was time to get back together and really work on a new album. And Coming Home came to existence, and you know, we're really happy about the album. We're really proud of the album. It's been a long time coming, putting this record out.
That's fantastic. It's man, I'm telling you, I haven't ridden a motorcycle in, I don't know, 30 years, but it's you got to be careful on them, and it's
scary.
So dangerous. Scary. Oh, I'm telling you, and you don't realize it when you're young. You know what I mean? I didn't. I was so stupid. This is what I did, Danny. My parents made me wear a helmet, and I had this crazy kind of like Robert Smith. This was the 80s, you know, back in the day. I had this crazy big hair, and I snuck into my father's shop and cut the top of the helmet out so I could put my hair up out of it like a Roman soldier, you know?
And I love
which
it.
Did nothing, you know, just you can't, the helmet's useless then at that point.
That's creative, though, Jamie. That's pretty creative, though, I'll be honest with you. That's a creative way to do something.
My mother was not pleased.
Of course not, right?
Oh, man. That's crazy.
All the things we do when we're younger, and then we realize, wait a minute, what the hell are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm telling you. I don't even know. I don't even know how I'm alive to even talk to you. It's
For sure.
It boggles the mind.
I'm going to give you a little insider information right now, Jamie, talking about you know, obviously motorcycles, and they can be dangerous. But, you know, like I said, Gabe was in a car accident in 2009, and obviously the horrific event that changed his life. Today we just finished, we wrapped our first day of shooting, day one of a new music video. And the new music video is actually going to be a single. It's not even on the album, but it's going to be a special song, a release that we're putting out that we're very proud of. And it really brings awareness to, you know, people really trying to understand the severity of things you can do in your life, the mistakes you can make in your life, and that there's always a way back from mistakes you make, but also to just be smart about the decision you make. You know, even when you're young, it's, you know, like we're just talking about now, you could be young and stupid, but those young and stupid mistakes could really turn into drastic, life-altering events, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember this was years ago. This nothing, and that's fantastic about the video. I can't wait to see that, hear the single and whatnot. I remember I was visiting my parents. I was home from college, and me and my father, we went garage sailing of all, you know, where you drive around, find garage sales and whatnot. And so we're there, garage sailing, and these people were selling like this big, it looked like something out of like a Tolkien movie, this big axe. And I'm like, oh, I need that for my wall. And my father's like, you know, you have enough drunken idiots that hang out at your place, I imagine, at school in Boston there, that that probably not a good a split decision with that axe can affect somebody's life forever.
Of course,
two people's
absolutely.
Lives, whoever using it and whoever gets used on. So why don't we hold off on buying the battle axe for the college apartment? And you know, that's exactly what you're saying. You people make dumb mistakes, you know, sometimes, and try to think ahead a little bit, you know.
For sure.
Especially, you know, and on all levels, you know, on all levels,
yeah.
You know.
And mistakes are going to happen. Mistakes are going to happen in life. They're going to happen in life. Mistakes are going to happen. It's really about a matter of how you rebound and kind of change your life for the better to avoid those mistakes, you know, to avoid those simplistic things we can avoid, so to speak, you know. And, you know, it's very, there's a lot of very difficult things that go on in this world, and there's a lot of, you know, people don't realize it's the everyday situations that they have in their life. You know, yeah, they seem horrible to you, you know, to when you're dealing with them, and everybody's kind of a product of their own selfishness in some sense, but there's so many bigger things and stuff out there with such major issues in their life that they go through every day. And, you know, if we as human beings can actually recognize that everybody's going to make mistakes, and, you know, we all can be there for each other to, you know, kind of lend a hand to a situation that needs a hand lended, you know, the world would be such a better place, right?
Well, that's one of the things I really liked about, and you know, we'll talk about that now. Your video for Change the World, which illustrates that so well. Everybody's kind of in that video. I've been playing it all week long leading up to the show and whatnot. It's a fantastic video, and I'll be playing it. I'll be posting it to all my social media following the show. But I really like it because everybody in the video, it's a chain. Everybody's kind of caught up in their own thing, and then they do something good, and it keeps going on. And I think we need that in the world. It's a good illustration of it, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's paying it forward, right? You know, it's like I said, like we were just talking about, everybody has their own things going on in their life. And, you know, first of all, thank you I know you've been sharing the video, you know, throughout the week, and I really appreciate it. And obviously the guys do too. It's, you know, it's refreshing when we have, you know, people in your position, Jamie, that can really spread the word too about the song. So, you know, thank you very much for doing that. But, you know, going to the video itself, it's, you know, it starts with, you know, the girl that's sitting at the, at her table in the park. You know, and she's looking at her phone, so clearly she's going through something in her personal life. And Justin, who's one of the actors in the video, you know, he picks up flowers that, you know, maybe he's going home and giving to his mother or giving it to his significant other. And he sees, you know, this poor girl, she's so upset at the table and just doing something so simple out of a bouquet of flowers you have and just handing her a flower, not even saying a word to her. But, you know, it cheered her up, you know, and then her, you know, obviously forgetting phone and someone picking up the phone and bringing it to her. So like you're saying, it's a chain reaction, and that's really what we're going for. There's so much divide today in the world. There's so much turmoil. There's so much hatred, you know, and you know, social media is obviously, social media is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but people use it the wrong way at times, you know, and you know, with everything basically being at your fingertips on your phone, you know, it's so easy to just help a person in need, you know, and that's really what we're going for, is that with all the hatred and all the divide that's going on right now, it's just do a simple act. You know, if it's someone that's just having a bad day, maybe just give them a hug, maybe say, hey, you know, you look like something's wrong. You know, you look like something's wrong. If, if you want to talk about it, you know, I'm here, you know, and it's simple things like that. And if we all, take a moment and take a step back from the little things that happen in our lives every day and try to help, you know, the person next to you, I think the world can be a better place.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Velvet Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. I do too. And you never know. You see somebody and they're having a tough time or whatnot. And I'm not saying everything's, something that a little life's in danger or whatever. You never know, though. You really don't. People are going through. You don't know what path they're walking and what nonsense they're dealing or, you know, whatever, what trials and tribulations, shouldn't say nonsense, but what they're dealing with. And, you know, you could really positively affect somebody. And I tell you, whenever I do something good in life and whatnot, I feel better. It makes me feel good. It's like a drug, you know. I feel, put the step or spring in my step all day long, you know, if you do something nice. And, you know, at the very least, be selfish. Get that good feeling, you know. The world needs it. You know,
absolutely.
Even a smile, you know, it's amazing because there are things, you know, and it's, I would rather be kind than hateful. You know, that's just me, you know, but
of course. And the thing is, too, it's like you're saying, just a smile sometimes, you know, there's different languages all across the world. There's different, you know, races, nationalities, whatever it might be. But a smile is the same in every single language. It's really not difficult.
Yeah, everybody does it.
Give a smile, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't cost you anything. And, you know,
absolutely.
I tell you, a good example that me and my fiance were doing the fun job of grocery shopping earlier. We were out of food in the house. I mean, we had really opened the cabinet and moths come out. You know, it wasn't that bad, but it was close. We needed to go grocery because we just hate doing it and put it off. So we went and did that today. And there was a gal there, and she's, you know, Danny, her name's Danny, my fiance. She was getting a little annoyed because this lady was taking a little bit of time in this particular area that Danny wanted to get to. She's like, oh, I'm going to be here for, I said, just calm down. I said, this lady's, you know, she's got a couple kids she's dealing with there. They're not happy. You know what I mean? We're not going into surgery. You know, this is
right.
We're buying salad. You know, it ain't the end of the world. We're okay. And Danny took a second. Then she's like, you know, you're right. And, you know, everybody, and she gave the lady a smile. And I think the lady appreciated that people weren't getting impatient with her. And it just made everybody have a good time. And so, you know, you're absolutely right. Let me ask you this. When you were writing Coming Home, well, and it specifically Changed the World, did something happen in your life to bring that about? Or did you say, you just turned the news on or whatnot?
You know, we really we avoid the political conversations, obviously, as a band. Mm-hmm. We avoid diving into that. I know a lot of musicians do. It's, you know, and obviously everybody's going to have their personal political beliefs, and that's fine. It's just a matter of respecting everyone's beliefs. It wasn't really so much, you know, identified because of politics. It was really just identified as, you know, everything going on in the world, such as, you know, you can look at any other country, you know, how people are suffering. And you know, we're in the United States. We're the luckiest people in the world. You know what I mean? We're very lucky to be here. And what we have, like I said, at our fingertips with, you know, our technology and everything material wise that we have, it's, you know, we're lucky. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have a lot of the things that we have, you know, is you know, the majority of people out there. And nothing really specifically happened. It was just, to be honest with you, Jamie, I had lyrics for this song written for 5 or 6 years, you know, and I just kept adding to it. I kept evolving the song along with Gabe and the rest of the guys. And, you know, obviously with everything that Gabe went through, the theme of the album Coming Home is really, everybody has, they have a darkness, you know, they have something in their life that they're really, that they struggle with, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
And this album's really a matter of bringing that darkness to light, is that no matter what darkness you're experiencing, there is a light, you know, and a star shines brightest in the darkest skies, you know, and
absolutely.
With Change the World, the reason why we made it our first single is because, you know, this is such a powerful, impactful song lyrically and obviously melodically. You know, we feel like it crossed genres, that not just people who are into rock music would listen to it, but pop music as well. And, you know, people who listen to hip hop and country, but it's not just the genre of music. It's the message behind it. And, you know, even if it's a handful of people and it changes their life for the better, and, you know, they take this message seriously and do just, like I said, that one simple, you know, kind act. For instance, here's a great example. I was in Staten Island, actually, and there was this older lady that was just, like, struggling. She was struggling to get across the street, and she was struggling, you know, no one really knew what was going on, and this wasn't even me that did a kind act. I was just kind of observing what was happening, and, you know, this young kid, he probably was, like, a high school kid, you know, went over to the woman, didn't know the woman at all, and literally helped her because she was, like, fumbling things around, whatever her issue was, she was fumbling around.
That's good to hear.
And he, he took her by the arm and, like, took her to the sidewalk and was talking to her and, like, took his phone out so maybe, you know, she was calling someone or he was calling someone with her. But it's something as simple as that, Jamie. It's so simple. Like, she clearly was someone in need of something, you know, and I'm at a distance observing this, and it's just, you know, something like that, you know, it makes me smile, and it makes me think, like, it's that simple. It's like we're talking about. It's like a smile. It's just, you know, lending an ear to someone who's in need or, you know, who's going through, you know, an anxiety spell. It's just listening to them speak to you and being there for them. And it's a lot simpler than we make it out to be. And I think it's doable for all of us out there.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Absolutely. And I agree with you. I don't think the world isn't an ugly place because of politics or any of that. I don't think the world's an ugly place. I think there's shadows in the world. I think there's ugly spots. But to get back to what you were saying before, social media, man, I've never seen, I'm an old man, you know, I've been around a while, and I haven't seen the world, and people say, oh, well, it was always like, I said, no, it really wasn't. I think everybody has a megaphone now, and a lot of people use it, and you know, like, you're not going to like what everybody's saying in their megaphone, you know. Chances are they're not going to like what you're saying in yours either. So, you know, and that's fine. It takes all kinds to make a world, and, you know, we can all, you're right, everybody is entitled to an opinion, you know, I mean, absolutely. Sure. But people, I saw a great tweet this morning when I got up this morning. I was on Twitter scrolling through some people I follow on there. And this gal I know, a comedian, she said, she goes, I can't believe it. She goes, it amazes me that in 2019, people get so upset that strangers don't view things the same way they do. You know, and it's so true. It's,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But you know, and it's and then there's a ray of light, like you said, you see this young person doing a good deed like that, and it makes your day when you hear about stuff like that, you know. And I'm not one of these people that think all is lost, you know. I think we're experiencing some growing pains with technology right now, but
of course
we'll get through it.
Yeah, you know what it is too. It's like you're saying, it's not all bad, not all good. There's obviously gray areas with everything in life, you know, and there's gray areas with people, and everybody, like I said, everybody goes through it or is going through a certain situation in their life, and, you know, we're very in tune with who we are and who we are as people, but like we're saying, social media gives that ease to share your every thought with every single person,
oh, yeah.
And it's read into so much, and the facade of social media is unbelievable. You know, it's interesting because this is, again, some kind of insider information for you. And I'm actually going to come out with a little narrative I'm doing with a phenomenal videographer, Tim Gordon of Gordon 5 Films, who does all our music videos. He's incredible. He's an amazing director. He's an amazing human being.
Nice.
For his vision of how we connected with this album. And he's really brought everything to light that we're trying to portray. But you know, I'm coming out with this narrative. It's not many people know I struggle with anxiety. I always have struggled with anxiety, and a lot of the tunes on the album actually kind of touch on it a little bit, some metaphorically, some pretty directly. You know, but that's something that I don't talk about on social media. I don't talk about to people regularly because it's, you know, it's something not necessarily that I'm insecure about. It's something that I want to work on. You know what I mean? I want to do certain things. I want to be able to, you know, and I've gotten a lot better over the years, 100% gotten a lot better. But, you know, I know for me, I know my anxiety is not bad as so many people out there. And that's the thing. And it's like, I think to myself, it's like, wow, I felt terrible with anxiety the other night. And I think to myself, you know how many people out there are struggling with the same thing I am, but so much worse and on such a different level? And just walking down the street, maybe someone's, you know, maybe a tiny bit rude to you, or maybe like they just came off a little weird to you with their interaction. Maybe they have anxiety. Maybe they're depressed. Maybe they just lost someone they love. Maybe they just got in a fight with their girlfriend or their boyfriend. You know, there's so many things that go on in life every day. And, you know, everybody, I have a temper sometimes, you know. You know, and that's just part of life, but it's really just you're just being not just sympathetic, but being aware that everybody has something going on, you know, and really just understanding that we're all human. We all bleed. We all have emotions. We all feel sadness. We all feel anger. We all feel happiness. We all feel love. You know, it's just a matter of the moment that you catch that person at that specific moment that they're going through something, you know, but we all have similar feelings. In the sense that we're all going to feel a type of way. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's really, like I said, this album really came together well because it talks about a lot of those things. And like I said, it really, the concept is the darkness to light kind of concept, and Change the World really, you know, we felt was the perfect single to start it off.
Exemplifies it. Yeah. And it's, you know, I think an album like that, one of the great and powerful things about a viewpoint and coming from that viewpoint to create an entire album around it is something that's relatable to everyone. Something that everybody gets, you know, they've seen it. We've all had bad days, you know, we've all,
yeah, of course,
those days, believe me.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's, I have a good friend of mine and she's very, I love her to death, but she's very, much more spiritually, comes from a more spiritual place than perhaps I do. And, but she, we were hanging out one day and she said something, I don't know, I was getting impatient with something somewhere. And, she said, well, the universe is, thought you needed a lesson in patience today.
Yeah.
It's funny. It stuck with me. So now whenever I am in those situations, which is invariably, I kind of think to that and I kind of chuckle a little bit. And
yeah, for sure.
It helps me get through that. Because, again, you know, I'm not a surgeon. I don't have anybody in the table. It's not life and death. You know, anything I'm dealing with is pretty minor compared to
right, sure, exactly, yeah. But it's not too – but at the same time too, Jamie, you know, it's those feelings that you have, you know, or whatever you're going through might be extremely, extremely big in your life, you know, or anybody's life. And that's something else, you know, it's you're the person's not wrong for feeling that, like, you know, this could be the end all be all and this is such a huge situation in my life, you know, it's, but things are always worse for other people, you know, and people are going through a lot of things and, you know, just being good human beings, that's really should be the goal, hopefully, with everybody, you know.
No, that's fantastic. We're going to play the track here in a second. I just want to let people know. Now, Coming Home is the name of the album. It's out right now, or is it coming out? I believe it's out, if my notes are right.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. It came the last week in December. It came out of 2018. Doing well, too.
So it's available wherever people buy digital music. Do you guys also have it available on your website?
Yeah, you can go right on the website, newblackofficial.com. You can get it through there. You can get hard copies mailed out to you. Whatever you guys want, t-shirts, posters, we got it all.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, the moon. Yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Awesome. And, of course, I'm sure there's a merch table at all the shows. There usually is.
You got it.
That's always a good place to buy stuff.
Absolutely. Man.
You know, back in the day, before social media, growing up, I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people and stuff. I make a living. And but all my friends are in bands or making movies. That's how it's always been. And back in the day, that's how I used to get to go see a lot of shows of my friends that were in bands. They're like, well, Jamie, we need somebody to man the merch booth. I'm there. Let's do it.
Awesome, though. That's great.
That and I stapled a lot of flyers to telephones.
That's great, though.
Back before Twitter and Facebook and stuff, you had to get the word out, man. That's how you did it.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Well, let's play the track. It's a fantastic track. I like this track a lot, and I think everybody's going to. So check this out, everybody. This is The New Black, Change the World.
Change the world, it's so much more. Keep running towards the light.
Change the World, The New Black. That's their debut single off the new album, Coming Home. And what a video. We've got Danny from the New Black on with us. Fantastic track, Danny. I just, you know, I know we've been talking about it all evening here, but I just can't get over it. It's such a good track. Good work.
Thanks. Really appreciate it, Jamie. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, I want to tell people thenewblackofficial.com is the website of The New Black, and you can get over there, and there's we mentioned there's merch, there's all kinds of cool stuff over there, and there's also links to all the New Black social media. And for those not in the entertainment world, it is so important, especially for independent artists. I don't care what you're doing, if you're making music or movies, or you make the best chocolate chip cookies in town, if you dig what somebody's doing, like and share the social media. So important. And chances are your friends are going to dig it too, because, you know, they're your friends, and chances are they like what you like, you know, that's how that works.
Absolutely.
But very, very cool. Now, you guys are pretty good with your social media and whatnot. Do you guys have somebody that keeps up with that, or do you guys trade off on it, or does that fall into one person, or? How does that work?
Yeah, we're all very
social media active, which is a good thing. Not the other Dan in the band. Dan, the guitar player, he's getting better though. It's his goal to get better. You know, social media is so yeah, it's so important nowadays. But you know, myself and Eddie, the bass player, we really take the lead on it. We had a social media manager for a little bit. You know, we still work with him.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is what we hone on and what's really important to us is that if you hit us up on social media, even if it's our social media manager, we get those messages and we reply ourselves. So anybody
nice.
Who hits us up out there who wants to get in touch with us, you're talking to one of the band members or, you know, the management team, so to speak. Just understand that it is us. It's not just a robot that's getting back to you. We want to connect with every single fan out there that reaches out and they have kind words. There's been so many kind words, Jamie, and you as well. It's with Change the World and, you know, it's greatly appreciated and, you know, it's turning a lot of heads right now and a lot of people are really digging it. And on any social media outlet, especially Instagram, you know, we're on there to just drop us a line and say hi. And, you know, we're doing some giveaways, so keep your eye out for some giveaways. We're giving away some digital download cards for free. We're going to give away some shirts for free. We're sending out posters, some concert tickets for people on the East Coast. We're doing 4 or 5 shows on the East Coast in the next month. So, you know, we're there. We're right there with you guys. And I got to get down to you. I got to come down to Florida, right? We got to play some shows down there.
I'm telling you. And I always tell my musician friends this. You know, we have a guest room here. We're at the beach. We're a 10-minute walk from the beach. And everybody's like, yeah, we don't care about that, Jamie. And this is when I hook them in, especially folks on tour. I say, well, we've got 2 working showers. And they're like, and a washer
and
dryer.
Oh, wow.
They're like,
oh, you said the magic words
right there.
Especially
the magic words.
Been riding around for a few days.
Yeah, we've been there. We've been traveling the country, and traveling the country not showering for 4 days is not enjoyable. Or taking sink showers,
no.
We like to call them sink showers, right?
No. Absolutely.
Oh,
rock and roll. Part of it.
It's so gross, but it's so true.
Oh, it is. Well, I want to tell people again, thenewblackofficial.com, that's the website. Get over there. And pick up Change the World, but actually get the whole album. It's fantastic. One of the cool things I like about the current age of technology we live in is, you know, especially with a single like Change the World, is whenever you buy digital music now, you don't have to buy it for yourself. All the platforms, you know, they're like, are you gifting this to somebody? And all you need is their email. If you know somebody mm-hmm. that's having kind of one of them days, like we all have, man, I'm telling you, that's a nice little gift to get in their email. An MP3.
For sure.
It is. It takes you, and especially if you're at work and, you know, you forgot Dan's or Gerald's birthday down the hall or something, down the cubicle over. Better than a card. You know?
Yeah,
nice
for sure.
Card.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that, Jamie, too, because there's a track called Come Home, which is the last track mm-hmm. on the album. And that one's about that song was actually written about my grandfather who passed, and it's all the emotions that you go through and you deal with, you know, when someone you love so much passes away, and the anger, the sadness, the confusion, and then kind of just, you know, remembering him. But, you know, it's funny mm-hmm. you say that about sharing music on social media, because, you know, going to iTunes and sharing it with someone and just, you know, purchasing that track and sending it to them, you know, someone that's going through, you know, a loss and dealing with the loss. I can't tell you honestly how many messages I've gotten from people who said that Come Home and Change the World and other songs on the album, that it made a difference, you know. And, you know, a lot of musicians out there, they don't tell people enough, but it's not about fame for a lot of musicians. It's really not. It's about making an impact with your music. You know, it's for people to have an outlet to listen to your music and to be able to relate to it and to feel better and to feel good and or to escape something that they're going through. So, you know, it's a great point, Jamie, is that it's very easy to just send someone a track that's going through a very difficult time in their life, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or someone who just loves rock and roll, right? Someone who just loves rock and roll
music.
Right.
There you go. Fantastic. Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for taking time. I know you've had a rough day and a long day, you know. Shooting video, we were talking a little bit off mic about it. Man, you've been working all day today. Yeah,
that's great though, right? That just means that means there's more things coming, Jamie. You know, we're gonna talk
right.
again soon, and I'll keep you posted. About everything and maybe give you you know, the first inclusive look at some of these videos coming out.
Fantastic! I can't wait to have you on again. We'll make sure that happens. Whatever I can do to help get the word out, I am very, very honored to do so. Well, very cool. You got to get there, get your dinner there, then rest up, because tomorrow you got to do it all over again.
You got it, man. Just stay on the grind,
right?
That's right. That's how things get done. Very, very cool. Hey, and I want, before we leave, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records. If you are in a band or have a independent film or something, some project you're doing, you need help on the PR side of things, we have a link up to them as well. Get a hold of them. They're great people to have in your corner. You know, I don't know how that business works. Go wash Angela's dogs or something. No, I'm kidding. Pick up a dry clean. No.
That's good.
I imagine it's writing a check.
Everybody at Curtain Call. Yeah, everybody at Curtain Call, they're phenomenal people, you know, and they truly, genuinely care about the musicians, the artists that they work with. And, you know, it's such a breath of fresh air to be able to work with and, you know, and communicate with people, you know, and like them, because they truly care, which I love, you know.
No, that's fantastic. Well, I can't wait to hear more, man. Coming Home is the album, everybody. I want everybody to get out there and get it. And check it out. I will be playing the Change the World video. In a lot of my longtime listeners know, after each show, I go on my blog and Facebook and whatnot. I play a video. That will be the video tonight, Change the World. So it's a great video. And if you've seen it, well, you're going to see it again, because it's worth watching again. Very, very good. Have a great night, Danny. And thanks so much for being on the show, man. You rock. You're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, you know.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
Awesome.
And, we'll definitely talk soon.
Cool. Have a great night.
You too, brother. Talk to you soon.
Yep. And there you go, folks. How about that? The New Black, a fantastic band. This show, of course, this episode will be converted to a podcast, and that'll be pushed out on all the podcasting platforms. We're on about 100 of them right now. And actually, I think we're on more. There's a whole bunch of them. And also, we push it out on all the various social media platforms, the big ones. And so that'll be happening. So if you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And that's where we like to be, baby. That's where we like to be. The view is always better from above. That's very, very true. So we're going to get out of here. My dog, Mei Ling, is looking at me, and she's saying, Papa, it's time for a walkie. Just in a minute, girl. Just in a minute. And so we are getting on with the night. So have a great night, everybody. And then I got to paint, man. I got to paint all night tonight. It's crazy. Okay, we will see. Oh, I should mention, if you are local, I almost forgot. Tomorrow night, you can get information on my website, jamierocks.us, is the big, especially here in South Florida, if you're local here, it's the big cuisine of the region happening here in Deerfield Beach. And all the, I have a painting you can win in it. They have a ton. We do this every year. This is a very cool event. All the local real high-end fine dining people have like little stations in there. You go around and you get samples from all the restaurants, and they have micro brews and wine and all. It's a night of hobnobbing with the hobnobs. It's very, very cool. And you'll get to meet me and Danny, because we'll be there, as I said, food and wine. So we're foodies. We'll be there. We support this charity a lot. The charity that it supports is this really cool organization called Northeast Focal Point, and they help people. It's here in Deerfield Beach, and it's a center where people get a break. They can, if they have a relative who's an elder, and they have Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that. It's just people looking after them that kind of need a break for a little bit. It's a place those people can go and do all these activities and whatnot, and it helps with their cognitive stuff and what have you. And they also have a daycare there, believe it or not. They have little ones. So it's really good all the way around, and we are real honored and real happy to be helping out with that. So it's something we do every year, very important to Danny and me, and one of our favorite local charities here, Northeast Focal Point. All the information. Now, if you are not in the Southeast Florida area. What am I saying? South Florida area. And you want to help out, you know, you're like, hey, it sounds like a cool thing. I got a couple extra bucks or whatnot. You can get to their website and whatnot from the links on my website. And I'm sure they would love the help because it really goes to a good cause. And it's a, what do they call it? The 501. It's all tax deductible. So yeah, it's a not-for-profit type deal. And so cool. Awesome, folks. We will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. I'm sure I'm glad you did. No show tomorrow because we're going to be at the Cuisine of the Region event tomorrow. But we are back Wednesday. Got a fantastic electropop singer-songwriter out of Toronto that we will have, Kristen Karma. And she is just great. We've got a real busy week. So we will see you Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.